This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
McGinnis, love him on CRTV and the great work he does on Get Off My Lawn. It's on his show yesterday. All the great work they're doing over there and just all the talent they've got is amazing. It makes me feel good to know there's other good people out there like DrudgeReport.com and Dr. Savage had me on yesterday and defended First Amendment. But since we mentioned this, let's play Candace Owens and her sidekick there from the great folks at Turning Point USA. And they're just having food in a cafe in Philadelphia after giving a speech. And this is what little white twits do to feel good. They found Nazi sympathizers. They're like the French resistance, and so they're going to get them. Here it is.
They're false and bringing wreckage if you have to be conservative.
They're not Nazis. They're soft fascists.
Oh, they're the soft fascists.
They're not Nazis.
Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your capitalist breakfast.
Filming? Ready?
Listener, which I always have to remember, we're mainly radio. Even trying to censor us, the radio is like the real power of this broadcast. It's still there. It's wonderful. It's big. It's all books about stations. You've got a bunch of skinny Eugene people with their $800 iPhones sitting there having their coming of age thing, sticking megaphones in a black woman, a smart, good-looking black woman. I think Candace Owens is super sexy if I wasn't married. And they're in her face, and she's pushing the thing out of their face to try to blow her eardrums out. And they got all these skinny jean yuppies running around calling everybody Nazis with bullhorns in their face, which you blow your eardrums out. Calling. So this is just bizarro, but this is what it's like everywhere, Gavin. I don't know, but when they try to hit you, you actually hit back. Where do you think this is all going?
A civil war. Riots. A giant Ferguson from coast to coast, have every major city on fire after the election. We've already seen traces of that.
That's and right. You think when we win these midterms, they're going to go ape?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Listen to them F the bourgeoisie, too. You know who's to blame for all of this brainwashing? It is academia. These kids get pushed Marxism from kindergarten up, but when they hit college, it goes full bore. And I was talking to Michael Rechtenwald, who is called anti-PC professor, and he's suing NYU right now. And he was telling me that when the first year when they start out, there is a bit of variety. There's like 50-50, right-left kind of Marxist. And then year two, you start seeing it 70-30. By the end of it, there's only maybe 5 to 10% would dare stray from the far-left orthodoxy. And within that 95% that is far left, there are half of them extreme, full-on communist radicals that want to burn mansions to the ground and take over the country. They don't talk about socialism, these kids. They have a quote. They say full communism.
By the way, I want to get that professor on. He's the one that talks about leftists. Don't lecture me about how you're high and mighty. You're the biggest killers in history. I want to get him on because we've got to launch a counteroffensive. This is the counteroffensive. I just hope Trump gets really, really pushy here because when he said something to Twitter, they backed off. He needs to say it to Google. He needs to say it to everybody else. I've got to report to him. Don't you agree that we have to get the Republican Congress and everybody right now to make this a campaign issue and tell the tech giants, stop it now?
Yes, there is collusion going on here, but it's not Russia. It's big tech and big business and the government. So the government has to undo this. I mean, this is corruption from top to bottom. And they have to say, we don't let big business and big government work together because that's called fascism.
It is. Gavin McGinnis, you're on fire. Great work there with Get Off My Lawn at CRTV. We got some of your boys coming on. Rufio Panman coming up and Will Johnson straight ahead. Thank you so much, Gavin.
Thanks for having me.
That was good. We'll be back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the communists have taken the symbol in the last 150 years of clenched fist. No, that's our symbol. We're not looking for a fight, but if you came to want to have one, you're going to get one politically, economically, and physically. We don't start fights, but we finish them. And I got to tell you, beautiful things are happening right now. And I expected to be attacked. I expected to be banned. I saw them softening me up, getting me ready as the beta test. I'm not important enough to have 1,000 articles a day, on average, the last year and a half, lying about me and my family. And I mean, trying to destroy my life. New York Times reporters stalking me for years on end. BuzzFeed, Soros people. I mean, let me tell you something. I don't get into all this because it's James Bondy and it's crazy. And it doesn't intimidate me. It actually gives me energy. Because I realize if we lose, they win. And so it's not like I have a death wish or something. It's the opposite. The death wish would be if I wanted them to control things and run things. It'd be like giving up. And my soul only feels good when I'm opposing these people. And let me tell you, my soul feels good when we've got folks like Will Johnson of UniteAmericaFirst.com. And I sat there for hours on Saturday and hours on Sunday hearing him speak in the live feeds and then doing these big feeds we did here before we were banned on Facebook and everywhere. It turned out hundreds of thousands watching live and millions watched it total of him and Owen Schroyer and the rest of the great patriots out there just in a love fest for freedom, for free speech, 20-plus Antifa arrested for crimes, no patriots arrested, and seeing, you know, Hispanic and black and white and Asian Americans and women all together loving America and articulate and you know, even if somebody had muscular dystrophy and he was on a walker and got beat up, a little Hispanic guy who fought back, he was a beautiful person. And just the light in their eyes, they're so alive. And let me tell you something, the Antifa and the left, I knew, I said Sunday, I looked at Rob Dillon and I said, they're going to ban us for this. And he goes, what do you mean? We're all big. I said, this is just too good. I mean, the nastiness of the other side and this and the fact that they can't shut us down. And I said, and the Republicans, I think, are going to win these special elections next Tuesday. It's just, but it's going to get a lot worse. And when they saw all those diverse people, but unified by America and freedom and Christianity and the light in their eyes, they crapped a brick. And so people are like, oh, you're getting persecuted. You're getting kicked off everything. I have faith in God, but I've been fired before when I wouldn't sell out and wouldn't lie. So selling my soul out ain't happening. When my soul feels good about something, I follow that. When it feels bad, I get away from it. And I feel good doing this. And watching Will Johnson and others made me feel so good. And then when they've done all this and lied about me, I mean, they follow me. When I leave here, I'll be followed. I'm stalked constantly. Just want you to know, we're dealing with criminals who have a will to dominate us. They lust after running our lives. Real men and women who love God and have their own life, they don't want to run their own lives. They don't want to run your life. They're busy with their own lives. So, Will Johnson, I want to salute you while all this is happening. I just got to say, great job on your take on what's happening, what happened this weekend. You know, we've got the crew back. We're uploading HD videos to Twitter. We're going to start up every day saying the Infowars.com censored video list on our own server on Infowars so everybody can grab it. It's free to air, copyright free. There'll be a message at the end. This is free to use, whoever you are. And Rufio, we're getting Rufio on here in a minute as well. We just got him lined up for this segment and the next, and then a little bit more. Into the next, or hopefully the whole hour. Rufio, obviously, out there. When they attack him, he just with precision takes them out. But this point we're at, where we launched the app 3 weeks ago, InfoWars Official, and it went to the top 40 in the first 2 weeks. So we have a big audience. It went to number one in news today. And what is CNN doing, saying ban him, ban him? How villainous can it get here? Will Johnson of UniteAmericaFirst.com, and, of course, Rufio Panman, we're going to next with you, Rufio Panman on Twitter for now. What do you make of this historic time we're in, my brother?
I think we are winning. And, see, I think that's the main reason why they want to shut you down as much as possible, because we are winning. They know for a fact that because we exposed Antifa and the left for the hateful stuff that they were doing, that they knew you would be talking about it. See, the mainstream media, they're not saying anything about it because there were no people that are Trump supporters, patriots, that were arrested, that were causing any violence. So we couldn't give them anything that they wanted. So they knew that you would expose the truth. So they want to shut you down because they know so many people pay attention to InfoWars. So they had to do everything they can to shut it down. But see, I personally think it's going to backfire on them. So many people are waking up to what they did to InfoWars, to Alex Jones, that it's waking people up like never before. And it's going to just bring a storm to them. I've talked to multiple people. They say, you know, I really don't agree with Alex Jones on everything that he says, but them banning him the way that they did was completely, ultimately, out of place. And they said, you know what? They're picking up. They went to the app. They said, I'm going to get the app because I want to see what he has to say. Multiple people said, Will, have you got the app? Have you got the app? I said, yes, of course I have the app. But so many people, they said what they're doing to InfoWars is just taking it to another level, and it's beyond belief. It's like living in Nazi Germany. They are literally doing book burning with digital books. And InfoWars is their pilot program to see if they can do it to shut people up and see how many people are going to cry about it.
I agree with you. And my concern is I literally got tears in my eyes watching these rallies. And the police who'd been helping them in both places finally did the right thing, arrested them, put their names out because they doxed the police. Well, your name's going out there. And I think that also freaked them out that even in their blue city strongholds, where we know they've been ordered to help Antifa, the police are finally going, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I have to give credit to the Portland police. They did a phenomenal job by keeping the Antifa.
No, I agree. But I'm saying the last two times they didn't. So I'm saying exactly.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You know, and this time they did. But they wanted to come and harm us. You know, there was reports that they were actually shooting marbles over the police officers at us because they could not get to us. So they kept going. And then all of a sudden, the police department started throwing flashbangs at them because they were getting so frustrated because they could not harm us. Have you ever noticed every time the left has a rally or a march or a gathering that you never, ever hear about conservatives showing up throwing explosives at them, trying to hit them with rocks, trying to hit them with sticks, throwing bottles with urine and feces in it? You never hear about it. It's only when we have a rally that these leftists show up to try to harm us. Where's the media on that? How come the media doesn't tell the truth on that? People should really ask that question. Why doesn't it happen that way? Then they always try to bring up Charlottesville. They always try to bring up Charlottesville. But even Charlottesville was not supposedly a leftist rally.
You're right. We're going to go to break and come back with you in a few minutes and with Rufio. We're confident, but I don't want to be too confident. You see Stelter saying Trump's being violent to the media, saying they're liars. CNN's calling for all of us to be shut down. He's calling for no free speech. He wants InfoWars completely banned. All of them do it, CNN. They want our app banned because they've been up for years. We already have more than them in 3 weeks. I mean, that's so ridiculous. They don't want us on the field. They don't want our race car on the track. They don't want us in the ring. They're archetypal criminal scumbag wimps. But they keep hyping that somebody's going to attack the media. Somebody's going to attack the media. And I really think in my gut, that's the only card they got left is to wind up some loon to attack them to make them the victims when they're the ones actually calling for violence.
Right. They're screaming that someone's going to attack the media. Aren't they attacking you? Is this not an attack on InfoWars? How is this not an attack?
Calling me a Nazi?
So, yes. What are you saying that's so bad that they have to ban you? They're not saying anything that's not true. They are afraid of you. They're afraid of you because here it is. You're talking to a black male that has nothing against you. You have nothing against me. They don't want that narrative. They want you to be a white supremacist because you're not.
Exactly. The leftists are all these Vanderbilts like Anderson Cooper. They're totally uncomfortable around anybody. We're just real people. The chemistry's there. They know it. And they're afraid of the chemistry of, with all of us, just wanting freedom. We just want the American dream. We want freedom. We don't want to live in Venezuela. We want freedom. We don't want to be racist. Stop telling us we're racist all day. Stop turning us into communists. We'll be back with Rufio to give his take on this and more. Will Johnson. Then we're going to open the phones up in about 15 minutes so you can talk both to these heroes. And they are a lot of courage standing up 10-1 before this last rally. We outnumbered them, and that's why they're scared.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Hollywood is killing itself. They've had the Hollywood Screen Actors Guild vote to remove Trump's star officially, replace it with Carrie Fisher. Who wants to be on your dirty Hollywood, you know, homeless feces, needles everywhere? But they kept attacking it and attacking it. So the West Hollywood City Council was announcing voted to ask Hollywood Chapter of Commerce to remove Donald Trump's star from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. At least there's a chance somebody's going to impeach his star. Wow, that's Bette Midler. These people are disconnected jokes. And we are joined by the great Will Johnson of UnitedAmericaFirst.com and Rufio Panman, who, again, gets attacked over and over again, 2-3, 4-1, with guys with metal batons and then defends himself in flawless victory knockouts. Mike Cernovich is coming up. We've also got Vox Day coming on. To get into all this, so I wanted to go to Panman and also Will Johnson, jump in any time. This is just a crazy, crazy time to be alive, and I think what happened out there this weekend is one reason we've been banned, our multicam coverage of it. But, Rufio, give us your take just on the state of the world, the special elections where the Republicans just won again, where you think all this is going, what you think the commies and Soros funding them are going to do next.
Well, it's interesting after this last weekend seeing how it almost seems like the attacks verbally have kind of quieted down because there's not very much they can say. They've just kind of been attacking platforms like yours. There's a lot of people that have been getting their Facebook accounts shut down and stuff like that. So it's kind of gone from the verbal attacks and trying to convince everybody and push the narrative to just a straight out shutting down the anybody who's right of Bernie Sanders, pretty much. So you know where I see things going is you're gonna start seeing a lot more people like the Patriots show up like last weekend, and it's just not gonna get reported until you know we start just showing up to these news outlets and demanding that they start you know accurately representing what's going on.
I just love how months ago, to recap the story, they beat up women and children and nobody was there for a little prayer event. They won't even let Christian conservatives, anybody, go out in public. And then you guys came, a minority of you, they attacked, you drove them off. But numbers-wise, it looked to me like you guys had bigger numbers than the commies. Is that accurate or what happened? I mean, what are the numbers estimated in Portland? What are the numbers estimated in Berkeley?
You know, the numbers in Portland were... I've never seen anything like it before. It was probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. I mean, we waited pretty much all day, just waiting for more busloads of people to come in. And I think that the opposing side felt good at first until they started to see that we were just continuously busing people in. And you know, that's a huge message. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, Joey's mission to just keep having these rallies and keep being persistent, and obviously the optics from the 30th, you know, is pretty much why all those people came out. I mean, we had them from all over the place, New York, and, I mean, just Proud Boys alone, we had just about every state represented, it seemed like. But as far as Berkeley numbers go, it looked like it was pretty thick there as well. I know that they have.
That's right. You were there. You guys weren't at the other one, but you were at another event. Let me ask you that question then. What do you think they're going to do next? Like you said, they've gone underground now, and their daddy's back at the big San Francisco-run tech companies, the imperial elite, the cultural elite, as WikiLeaks called it. What are they going to do now?
Well, I think they're going to – I think Antifa on their street level is going to – keep trying to find any weakness they can, and they're going to attack us whenever they can. But I think they're going to start, they're going to really push to shut down all of our platforms, shut down our voice any way they can. And, you know, obviously with you, you're going through that right now. But, you know, the Patriots are really strong. So I don't want to have a sense of doubt as far as what we're capable of, but it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be difficult at first, I think.
What about the Streisand effect? I mean, I see this, Will Johnson, really blowing up in their face. Their complete concerted banning of me, particularly, is to set the precedent for everybody else. I don't think I'm that important. I think they're getting ready. Well, they've set it to move on everybody. They're already moving on everybody. What do you think Trump and the Congress needs to do?
You know what? I did a video asking for President Trump to step in and to bring awareness to what's actually happening here. This is digital book burning, just like Nazi Germany, all over again. And, you know, in Portland, I think the numbers were like 1,500 plus on our side. It was at least close to 2,000 people. In Berkeley, there was only about 30, maybe 50 of us as a stretch. But we still held them off because of actually the police department did a beautiful job. But I truly believe that Trump and Congress need to do something. This is absolutely discrimination against you. And the reason why they're doing it against you, because you're a white male, because you're a Christian, because you believe in God, and because you believe in the truth. They are attacking you. See, they find it that white people are soft targets. That's the reason why they go after white people, because they don't. They know for a fact that white people, for most part, don't say anything. They don't speak out. But you do. And they don't like the fact that you speak out. And for me to come on here and acknowledge that there's a war on white people in America, this just proves it. This just proves that them attacking you the way they're attacking you absolutely proves that there's attack on white people in America. And a lot of people don't even want to acknowledge it. But it's
They're attacking capitalism. They're trying to get white people to be even more captive, beat into submission. Like you said, there's a war on everybody. But particularly, you do have the New York Times and all these people. They say, oh, she can say whites are subhuman. This is literally Adolf Hitler stuff just reversed. And this is what the left, just like saying Candace Owens supports Nazis and is a Nazi screaming at her. I mean, this is insane.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you had Nancy Pelosi call me a white supremacist. These people have lost any brain cells that they had remaining. You know, I like to say that they have marbles rattling around in their head, and the few that they have is just rattling around. I mean, so these leftists, they do not care about the American people. When they don't care about truth, they don't care about freedom of speech. Can you imagine had Hillary Clinton won? Do you think they would be trying to ban you then? Do you think they'd be trying to shut you down then? Do you think they'd be blaming Russia then? Do you think they'd be doing all these attacks on the President of the United States? No, absolutely not. Because they're not getting what they want. They're trying to do everything they can, and mainly because this is the midterm election year. This is the most important election, midterm election in American history, if you ask me. If you ask me, and they know it. That's why they want to shut you down now, because before November come. Because if they can't have you speaking out, they can't have you waking people up. They can't have you getting people to be more proactive in America. Never before have you ever seen so many conservatives step out in the street in Portland or any place else like you did this past
weekend. Right. Conservatives never get out in the street. And I think that's what scares them. I'll come back and talk to both of you about that. But the iconography, the imagery of a good-looking, strong crowd of people of every color, all humans, red blood, standing up for America, and then how scummy and evil their people are, this really shows what the establishment has got and the type of people they have, and the fact that your crowds were more multiracial than their crowds absolutely panicked. And we'll talk about that with Rufio Panman, at Rufio Panman for now on Twitter, and Will Johnson on AmericaFirst.com, Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Our app launched 3 weeks ago in news, is number one in the world on Apple and on Android. CNN and others are now calling, along with the Democratic Party, for it to be removed, and they want us off Twitter as well. Just like the bad guys would do, and they call us the Nazis. Give me a break. I tell you, this is historic, just like Martin Luther King marching in Selma.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
My dad, and I'm not bragging, as I didn't do it Machiavelli, all straight shot when I did it. I never threatened Mueller. I said I meant politically High Noon, Spaghetti Western Music, we're going to take him out. This is, you know, the showdown. I'm not backing down. They said that was violence. We're the ones calling for violence. But I knew. My dad came over the next day to my house. He goes, why'd you do that? I said, why do you think I did it? He said, you're pushing them to ban you ahead of when they're planning to do it right before the election. You want to trigger a big debate about this. And I said, yep, I'm your son. You know me, don't you? He said, "Yeah, I think it's gonna work." But that's the Holy Spirit, folks. And I don't want to get weird on people here. I'm 44, about to be 45, and I've learned to go with my gut, go with my spirit. When I listen to it, everything turns out well. When I don't, things get bad. And they were already banned us. They'd already shadow banned us. They'd already doing it to everybody else. So we had to push them. And I know Project Veritas and others have gotten in the Washington Post and New York Times. They're really upset that's coming out. They don't want us to magnify that. They don't want Dinesh D'Souza's film getting promoted here. We've got internal stuff that will come out soon why they're freaked out. Because there are people in Google and these other platforms that are starting to blow the whistle. Because what they're hearing is so evil and so out of control and so bad. I took my wife to see this over the weekend, Death of the Nation. And when you have studied history like I have, the movie is so accurate that I don't normally get tears in my eyes during a movie. But my wife looked over and I had tears streaming down my face five or six times. And it was only because it wasn't even tears of pain or even joy. It was tears of, thank God this is out. And then when he exposed Soros as a Nazi at the end, well, I know for a fact, man, they have told me that's why they're coming after me. That's one of the big reasons. It just felt so good to know there were other people that weren't cowards. And to see it, just it was, I don't want to give the whole movie away, but you know they don't show it in most liberal theaters around the country. They're trying to block it. And it's an amazing time. Just briefly before I go back to Rufio and Will Johnson and talk about this, you know, this big fight that's coming, if you don't financially support us, that's the other part of the equation. They will shut us down. We can beat these lawsuits. Soros is financing. We've been beating some of them, but it's very expensive to get the right lawyers to actually win. And, I mean, we're talking a lot. So this is a major war chest, a major fight. Fight the bullies. Save the Internet. Save InfoWars, super special. That we've launched just because of all the censorship. And we've got BrainForce Plus, the amazing, healthy, nootropic for your brain. Just try it. When you love it, sign up for AutoShip. Additional 10% off, cancel any time. Free shipping, order $50 or more, I should add. Super Mel's and Perfumo Vitalis, just known herbs that are concentrated and cold pressed for stamina, libido, energy. Secret 12, super high quality vitamin B12 for a natural form of energy that's so good for your body. Winter Sun, it's all 40% off, all free shipping. DNA Force Plus, that is, you know, it helps the telomeres stay longer. Detoxes the cells, incredible. Comparable stuff's $400, $500 in clinics. This is 70-something bucks when it's on sale. We're talking 40 bucks a product in each bottle or more. 50% off plus free shipping. Everybody deserves that, especially if you've had nerve damage and stuff. Just read into it for yourself. BioPQQ, CoQ10. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. What an amazing product. The opposite of fluoride. Alpha Power, if you really want the next level of energy, stamina, libido, it's a little too strong for me. All the fluoride-free colloidal silver, iodine-fortified, super blue products for adults, children, the mouthwash, the immune gargle, the immune spray. It's all there. 50% off with free shipping. We've got the patented wound care with the silver salt solution. That's about 20% off what it is in stores. Ultimate fish oil combo, 40% off. Biotrisolin, 50% off. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. They believe they could just shut us down and move on. Do lots of mid-level censorship, and you finally go to sleep when they drop the hammer. But coming up next segment, I'm going to get into Ingram defends InfoWars, coordinated purge of sources we trust and like. And so it's a big report up on InfoWars.com. The fact that Tucker Carlson, the fact that Michael Savage, the fact that even the Daily Mail gets what's happening. This is a big deal and a big moment. They always use that Photoshop weird photo of me. It doesn't even look like me, but they love it. Somebody says use that photo. So going back to Rufio Panman from the Proud Boys, and Gavin McGinnis was on earlier, and Will Johnson, just other points you guys want to make after this question. The symbolism of people not starting the fight, picking up their bubblegum wrappers, no problems, being nice to the police, coming in, leaving things the way they were, and people attacking police, crapping on the ground, yelling and screaming obscenities, getting arrested, everywhere. Well, this is the deranged left, Rufio Panman. Why are they such scum? Why are they such archetypal trash? Who the hell are these people?
Well, I think it's an accumulation of everybody who has never wanted to abide by any rules, never really wanted to accomplish anything for themselves, and that's just kind of what embodies extreme leftists and Antifa. It's really hard to characterize who they are. It's just because it's so inhuman, almost, the way
they're a bunch of lazy scum that tell us we are what they are.
Right. Yeah, so it's all name-calling. It's like kindergarten bullies, really. They don't really have anything good to say. Even their chants are very amateur-ish, I guess you could say. They're very uncreative, and...
Yeah, it's not. The answer to 1984, 1776, and we, humanity, are awake and rising, and freedom beats in the human breast, and we will not be stopped! Yeah! No, it's racist, go to hell,
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing over and over again, same message, nothing new, no actual leadership. You never see their face, no sense of responsibility. You know, it's just a bunch of garbage.
Oh, what about the ordinance now? I'll come back to you in a moment. Let me ask Will Johnson, what about the ordinance they can't wear masks after they attacked the police and elderly and people that weren't even with the prayer vigil 6 months ago that you launched? How did that affect them not being able to wear their mask? They looked like they were pissing their pants.
They were highly upset. And you know what? A lot of them came in there with the mask on. And then when they were standing with the mask on, I had my megaphone and I would just get on the megaphone. I would scream out, "Officer, officer, he has on a mask. He has on a mask." And automatically when the police officers start walking towards them, they had to pull them off. And they were getting upset because I kept calling them out. If you're not committing any crimes, if you don't want to do something wrong and not get caught, you typically put on a mask. That's a clear indication that these people are coming out here wanting to harm us. I've had multiple people say that you shouldn't have these rallies. I'm like, why? Because people want to come out and harm you. So you're basically saying that our freedom of speech should go away because we should be afraid that these people coming out here with masks on wanted to harm us. See, Antifa in Berkeley, there was a city ordinance where they could not wear any mask. And when they walked in with a mask, the police department would not allow them to walk past their brocade. They could not get past it. So the city ordinance, and another thing, I shared this video with Rob Dew where the city ordinance, when you had Antifa members and people for BAM and et cetera, show up, these democratic socialists show up to the town hall that they had, screaming and pleading with them to say, allow Antifa to have weapons and allow Antifa to have masks on so they can protect us from the neo-Nazis. So last time I remember, it was our event. We didn't allow them to have masks on. We didn't ask them to even come, but they wanted to come and wear masks and have weapons so that they can harm us. This is the norm from the left. They want to harm people who respect the president and love this country. What kind of world do we live in? This is America. It's crazy.
Well, that's it. They're the bullies. But now when they attack Rufio and you guys 10-1, they get their butts kicked. Now Rufio, what's going to happen to him after this? This seemed to really demoralize him.
Well, you know, I don't know how much more vandalism they have to do. Like that one clip, they were just attacking that Marine Corps recruiting office. I mean, that's government property right there. They're lucky that they didn't, you know, run into 10 Marines that just bumped out of there and beat their butt. you know, that was something I keep looking at. It's like, how stupid you have to be to go and attack, you know, the Marine Corps office. And the funny thing is, we have a lot of military, a lot of Marines in the Army and Navy, Air Force that show up to these rallies because this is what they signed up to do, you know, fight enemies foreign and domestic. And it's really cool to watch them come out and just come alive because this is like, you know, they're really truly defending America. It's right.
Let me answer your question when we come back. They knew it was Sunday. They knew it was Saturday. They attacked it. And they actually have the intelligence files we've gotten that come up before. They target and pick things where they won't meet opposition. So I'd love them to go do that, like you said, like on a Tuesday afternoon. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'll be honest with you. I can look into the old crystal ball. Tell you, the old globalists got their finger on the trigger for me, not just on internet bans. The torpedoes I launched hit them a long time ago, so they can always have their Pyrrhic victory if they want. I chose this a long time ago. Dianne Feinstein's Chi-Com control, she is a Chinese communist agent. It's all going to come out. And then there's a good 7 or 8 other senators that are on the payroll. A lot of House members, so you guys just had to keep pushing Mueller and the rest of you, so it's all going to come out. I told the New York Times on Friday that, and boy, I said, watch for some big senators be exposed as Chinese spies. It all came out 2 days later. They crapped their britches, man. They hit the emergency line. Because I was hitting a lot of these top reporters, a lot of them are operatives for the globalists, letting them know so they panic button. And did what they did, which they did. I didn't lie to them to get them to do it. And I don't particularly like putting myself in this position, but if I can call it a gambit in the military or a pawn sacrifice, if I can go out in a reconnaissance operation, and there's a good chance I'm going to get wiped out doing it, but I draw their artillery fire to show where their emplacements are for the jets to come in and take them out, well, that's going to save thousands of people. And if I get wiped out in the process, if it's a war for my family and my children in the future, I'm ready to be sent on that mission. And I've told everybody, I've volunteered for it. I've done it. That's what we're doing. And these globalists just keep thinking of destroying me, attacking me, gets me. I consider myself dead already. And I'm not trying to be fanciful about that. They take me serious because they know. Now the public's starting to get it. This is not a game here, folks. Rufio, Pam, and the great work you're doing. Will Johnson, we salute you. You guys have done a great job. Other points you want to make, other angles you want to hit in closing, Rufio?
Well, you know, a lot of people, they ask me, you know, why is that you continue to go out and do what you do? And sometimes, you know, after some of these rallies, it's tempting to, you know, to maybe think I should step back. Maybe I should just enjoy the summer with my family. But then I'm immediately, you know, I immediately remember, you know, how much longer is it going to be until this stuff shows up to my front door and to your front door? And that's what I keep telling people. I mean, you know, how much longer do we have if we don't fight back until this is, you know, out of control? And as far as I can see on the streets and as far as I can see with what you're dealing with, you know, we're not far from that reality if we don't do something. So I just encourage people to get involved however they can, whether it's support platforms like you or get out there on the streets with me, you know, or Will Johnson. You know, just do what you can for your country.
It's beautiful what you guys are doing. When's the next event or how people join Proud Boys? How do they get involved?
We do have an event in Seattle on the 18th, I believe. I haven't fully verified that I'm going yet, but I probably will be. We have events going on all the time. I know Will Johnson's going to events all the time and hosting events. So, you know, you can find us on Proud Boys. You can go to your local chapter, so your local state chapter vetting page if you want. Or you can hit me up on my page. And we'll try and get you set up and incorporated.
So we need the shadow ban on Twitter for you to end. Let's put you back up on Twitter as a test, because I can plug the app that goes to number one in the world. But let's put up Rufio Panman's Twitter, because right now that's the place. Not censoring is bad. God, they were the worst. At Rufio Panman, R-U-F-I-O, Panman, Rufio Panman. Everybody go join that, because he's got 2,400 followers. He needs 10 billion followers. God almighty. And by the way, all Trump needs to do is plug Gab on his Twitter, and that's it for Twitter. And I'm not saying I want to destroy Twitter. I'm just saying I think Dorsey realizes that people are fully aware of what's going on. Rufio, we'll talk to you soon. God bless you. We really respect you. Our prayers and hopes go with you.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Going back and closing with Will Johnson, then I'll get to this big story with Ingram defending InfoWars. Our hopes and prayers are with you, too. You're our future, my friend. So what do you want to say in closing?
You know what? I want to say hashtag free Alex Jones. I started spreading it around. Hashtag free Alex Jones. What they're doing is absolutely unbelievable. And you know what? As long as God keep putting breath in me, I'm going to keep fighting for the truth and fighting for what's right. That's why I go out to these events. A lot of people, when I go out to these events, they're afraid because they're afraid of what Antifa, BLM, and BAM's going to do. When you don't do anything, is you end up in the situation that we're in right now. For over the past 20 years, we should have had Americans step up, especially when Obama was in office, in greater numbers than ever before to stop what is taking place. They've already removed God from schools. They removed God from the courthouses. They removed God from public venues. They removed God from your place of business. They want to remove God from everything out of sight, out of mind. But we've already done it. But now is the time to try to reverse all that. And thank God we have Donald J. Trump as our president, because he's doing so many positive things for everybody.
Well, exactly. He brought the blessing of Abraham back in his inauguration. He said, we want the blessing, we bring God back in. He realized it was a ritual. In 60 seconds, why do they hate Trump so much? He's fulfilling his promises. He's so truthful. So they say he's a liar. No, they're the liars.
You know why they hate him? Because he's doing positive things. Look at the economy. Look at black people, the employment for black people. Look at the employment for Hispanics. Look how we're becoming respected as far as strength across the world and America right now.
Well, and get back to that. He's not doing the whole affirmative action or welfare to keep people under control. He is directing factories, though, to minority areas and incentivizing being hired so people have a future.
Well, they can't stand the fact that he's doing positive things, because people say, you know what, I have a job. Trump has not done anything that I disagree with. And they hear people saying that at an alarming rate. And they can't have people like Alex Jones, InfoWars, pushing that message.
And by the way, they had 15% more Democrats in the Gallup and all those. Double the amount of Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, others supporting Trump now than what it was just 6 months ago. It's probably way worse than that. What? That's why they're freaking out so bad.
They're afraid. You're absolutely right. They're afraid. How come they just can't change the channel? How come you can't go look at a different news feed? Why is Alex Jones' InfoWars so scary to them? Because American people are waking up. And I want to, and you're absolutely doing it.
No, you're doing it, brother. We're in this together.
Yes, we're in this together, but because of platforms like yours, is because of platforms like mine. Just to be honest. And of course, we all give God the glory, but we have to do our part in this battle, in this spiritual war.
Well, that's what's happened is, Johnson, they're scared of you. You've taken action. You already got them to admit that Antifa's terrorists by you having the prayer vigil with folks. So we salute you. We'll talk to you soon. We love you, and be safe.
Thank you, sir.
We've got Mike Cernovich and Vox Day joining us next hour. I need to get to this in this little segment, part of the next. Laura Ingraham, Michael Savage, Tucker Carlson has come out in support of us. Matt Drudge's been there. Without Drudge, again, it's just everybody we've got on the team. Without them, we lose. It's just like you see how it's just like this and this, folks. It's like biblical. And thank God people understand they're lying about me. They demonize me first. Then they come after me, and they think if people don't notice, they're going to get everybody. But now we're going to have a debate about censorship. It's like I wanted. That's why I put myself in there. I covered the censorship. I covered what they were doing. I knew they'd ban me for it, but I knew it had to be done. And it's just my spirit keeps coming through. Here's the first of what Ingraham was saying last night about the attack on InfoWars, and we'll come back with more of it in the next segment. Here it is.
Remember what Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg told a Senate hearing back in April?
There is certain content that clearly we do not allow, right? Hate speech, terrorist content, nudity, anything that makes people feel unsafe in the community. From that perspective, that's why we generally try to refer to what we do as a platform for all ideas.
A platform for all ideas, really? Over the past few months, Facebook and other tech giants have given us ample reason to doubt that proclamation. The latest example started early yesterday morning when Apple pulled several podcasts associated with the controversial and often incendiary Alex Jones from the iTunes store. Facebook followed suit, unpublishing four of Jones' pages, claiming the videos on those pages violated that hate speech policy. Hours later, YouTube decided it wasn't going to miss out on all that censorship fun. And YouTube suspended the Alex Jones channel with its 2.4 million subscribers.
Stop right there. We're going to come back with more of this. And it's not Ingram's fault. She's busy. This is what they do. They banned a few of our things the week before, so that would be the story. Then they banned everything. Total deplatforming. Now they've gone after Discuss. That's just a comment so you can talk. A lot of it attacking me. Now they kick us off MailChimp so we can't send emails to you. They go through the proper systems to follow the laws. Then they're hitting all our server companies, lying, filing fake complaints that, hey, I got racist stuff or child porn or bank documents off this thing. I should have opened the show up with that. I mean, they are trying to shut it all down. We've gone from launching a new app 3 weeks ago, it was in the top 50, to going to number one on Android and iTunes. It's now number one in CNN every hour, I'm told. I've seen three reports saying, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. Because the truth's popular and the lie is not.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayer's dime shout, that's impossible. Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.